And Dr. Joel Wallach with us. We're going to take your calls for this entire hour about health-related issues, so stand by. Welcome back, Dr. Joel Wallach with us. Joel, you still doing all those speeches all over the country?
Oh, yes, sir. All over the place here. Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm going to New York Thursday. Right now I'm in Worthington, Minnesota. I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia. Then I'm going to Canada for a couple of weeks. Been to Japan. The world is in trouble. The medical system has failed us all over. It is the reason why all nations are going bankrupt, is the medical system is charging 1,000 times more than they're supposed to. As front page stories, they are charging horrendous amounts of money for poor service, and they're bankrupting the world.
Jeez. My colleague, guy Ian Punnett, who do our weekend shows, had to resign because of severe tinnitus. Carol writes you, has anything been found that relieves tinnitus? What can you do?
Yes, tinnitus is a scientific name for ringing of the ears or tone, where people get the cricket sound or it's just a constant tone. And actually, it's a squeezing of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. There's 12 cranial nerves that come out on each side of the head from the brain. And people are very familiar, George, with Bell's palsy. The seventh cranial nerve gets squeezed and your face sags like you have a stroke. And you get pain when you squeeze the fifth cranial nerve, the trigeminal neuralgia. Well, when you squeeze the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve, you get this tone. You can also get a gradual deafness. And so what you need to do is, and it's caused by osteoporosis of the skull. People forget the bone is in the skull. There's actually about 25 bones in the skull, and they get osteoporosis. And to try and maintain strength and structure, they generate a lot of bone matrix or connective tissue, and it begins to fill up the tunnels that these nerves come through from the brain through the skull to the outside. And so they're squeezing the nerve, and this is what's causing the problem. So what I like to do is give each person one of our healthy bone and joint packs per 100 pounds of body weight, and then the CM cream that comes with it, take a half a teaspoon twice a day of the CM cream with a Q-tip, like you're trying to get wax out of your ear, and put it down in the ear canal, and it will relieve the inflammation surrounding the roots of that eighth cranial nerve, okay, of the auditory branch of the eighth cranial nerve. And I've had people who've had 24/7 tinnitus.
Oh, that's what Ian has. It's driving him nuts, Doc.
Yeah, exactly. 24 hours a day, 25 years, in 10 minutes it went away by doing this, by putting the CM cream down in the ear, because it's an anti-inflammatory, analgesic, relieves pain. And but then, of course, in 3 to 5 hours, it'll slowly come back. Well, when you relieve the osteoporosis of the skull, when you give the raw materials to let the skull rebuild itself, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, bone itself in the skull, then you have a permanent benefit here. The tinnitus goes away. So again, one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. You take the CM cream that comes along with it, a half a teaspoon in each ear canal with a Q-tip, like you're trying to get wax out, first thing when you wake up, maybe 2-3 times a day, and then just keep doing that healthy bone and joint pack once a day per 100 pounds of body weight, and within 3 to 4 months, you should have permanent relief.
Dr. Wallach's website, again, criticalhealthnews.com, where you can get the latest information and tips on just about everything Dr. Wallach has been talking about tonight. I'll give you that toll-free number out right before the break and toward the end of this hour. And Joel, I want to thank you, too, for spending the time and the wonderful people you have working with you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Dr. Peter Glidden, who devote their time. You know, we only devote a few hours a month to this. We should do more. But you're always out there, and I appreciate it.
Well, these guys are the greatest. They're very knowledgeable, and they're just so eager to help the American public, and we cannot thank you enough for making sure that this happens. You are the greatest, George.
I want people healthy because, like I use the example of my daughter, Doc, you know, if people don't take care of themselves and be proactive. Look, you're a doctor. You're a vet. You've helped animals. You've helped people. I love mainstream medicine, but I think people need to be proactive so they don't need mainstream medicine.
Yeah, if you need mainstream medicine, you're in trouble. And the best way is you say you want a boring medical life. I just turned 75, George.
Good for you.
I have not been to a doctor in 68 years. I've never had surgery. I've never been on a prescription drug. And I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients twice a day for 68 years.
I watched you have dinner. And I swear to God, your dinner was all your supplements. You just pulled out a handful of them and you were starting to pop them. And I'm going, Doc, aren't you going to eat? And you said, I am. And you are happy with the supplements.
Well, I do enjoy a steak every night, and I have 4 to 6 eggs for breakfast every morning. And I eat lots of cheese. And I always say that a stick of butter a day keeps the doctor away, or a pound of red meat a day keeps the doctor away.
Let's go to Traverse City, Michigan. It's Mary's turn on Coast to Coast. Hi, Mary.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I have a couple real fast questions for you. The 90 essential nutrients, can you get that in pill or capsule form rather than the liquid?
You can, actually. They come in the to-go packs, where each dose for 100 pounds of body weight is in a little Ziploc envelope. You get 30 in a box, and so you can get them entirely in the tablet and capsule form, or you can get the liquids. Now, myself, I travel a lot, so I get the to-go packs as well as the sticks, which are little tubes of powder or crystals, which we can add to water when you get there. And so I kind of take both of those with me. And I actually have 3 suitcases I take that weigh 70 pounds each, and each one has a 3-month supply of my supplements. That way, if the grid goes down, George, I'm covered.
And then the grid could go down. It could go down. Go ahead, Mary. Any more questions?
Yes. I'm overweight, at least by 50 pounds, and I want to know what you have to help me lose some weight.
Okay, I apologize. How much do you weigh?
Almost 170.
So, and how tall are you?
And she says she's 50 pounds overweight, Joel.
Yeah, I'm 5'3", okay. And I'm 66.
Okay, 5'3", I'd like to see you weigh 125, so you're exactly right, 170. You need to lose about 50, 60 pounds. And so what I would do is take 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, 1 dose of everything twice a day, and then get our ASAP. It's a dropper bottle. Put a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal, and leave it absorbed through your oral tissues. Don't swallow. It won't hurt you if you swallow, but you won't get maximum benefit. Leave it. It'll take a minute to absorb through oral tissues. 1 dropper full under your tongue 30 minutes before each meal. Within a couple of days, you'll start to lose a half a pound to 2 pounds a day. And the miracle is you will not regain the weight as long as you keep taking the 90 for Life program, and here's why. Being overweight and obese is not due to lack of exercise or eating too much. That's been a false theory. There's thousands of failed medical theories every century, and one of the biggest failed theories of the 20th and 21st century is that being overweight and obese is due to eating too much and lack of exercise. It's absolutely positively not true. It's due to a simple nutritional deficiency, and this program will give you the nutrients, and the ASAP will accelerate the weight loss. And the nice thing about it is here you won't need any surgery to get rid of the flappers, the skin that's left over, because when you take the nutrients, as you lose the weight, the skin tones up as you lose the weight. It's just beautiful. I tell you about a pastor we just had out in Charlotte, North Carolina. He lost from 400 pounds down to 157 pounds in 7 months using our program.
Jeez.
That was 3 years ago. Has not regained an ounce.
That's amazing. Do you know if he had to get that stomach operation? None of that, huh?
None of that. You just took our program, and we do this 1,000 times a month, George. We are so good at this weight loss thing because we have figured it out. We know exactly what nutrients are missing to make you gain the weight. And again, exercise, lack of exercise and eating too much is not the cause. That's a failed theory. What do we get by following that theory? People exercise more, they eat less. And what would we get? We're the number one obese nation in the world.
We sure are. As a matter of fact, they've got obese states now, and they rank them by states. I have found that if you're supplemented properly, you don't get as hungry.
That's correct. That's why you lose the weight, and that's why you don't gain the weight. Okay? And so people who are getting more minerals, particularly, will not gain weight. And this is why people in the third world tend to be very slim, and they have access to lots of things, potatoes and grain and so forth. But they're very slim because they tend to get more minerals than we do because they're putting wood ashes into their gardens.
Well, tell us that story again about wood ashes. That's fascinating. Go ahead.
Well, for thousands of years, George, human beings used to get our mineral supplements by putting wood ashes in the garden. Now, wood ashes, it turns out, are not ashes. They're 95 to 98% minerals that the trees sucked up out of the ground. We throw them in the garden, the pumpkins and the potatoes and tomatoes and beans and peas and corn sucks them all up. We ate that food, and people didn't realize they're getting their mineral supplements that way. Well, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, Thomas Edison pulled the switch on Pearl Street in New York City on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, every town in the industrialized world, including all the towns in the United States, converted from wood as fuel to electricity. Well, there's no wood ashes left over when you have electricity, and so within 10 years, we became an obese nation because we didn't have the wood ashes. And people liked electricity, so we built dams for electricity, and guess what? There was an unintended side effect, flood control. And everybody thought initially it was very, very good, but no flood control, or you had flood control now, and so suddenly now the spring flooding didn't occur, and when the floods would recede, it would leave silt on the soil, which are minerals from mountains hundreds of miles upstream, and farmers would plow that in every year and then plant. Well, now we don't have flooding anymore, so there's no more nutrition being put in the soil by the annual floods, and so our foods are totally devoid of minerals. Last year, 2014, the U.S. Department of Agriculture published a report that showed that 95% of Americans now are seriously minerally deficient, and we've lost 85% of the minerals in our soil because we've dammed up the rivers,
I believe
no more flooding, and no more wood ashes in our soil.
I believe that. Let's go to Shelley now in Tumble, Texas, Wild Card Line. Hello, Shelley. Good morning.
Hello. Good evening
to
both of you gentlemen.
You too.
And thank you both for doing what you do for people. George, you're amazing. And Joel, thank you again. I have kind of two questions.
Okay.
My first one's women's health. And here in Texas, in the South, it's very common for a lot of us women to suffer from yeast infections. And we all go to the doctor, and we laugh about it because in some cases, I've had a doctor tell me, well, you might be better off moving to Arizona. It's like, no, I want to stay in Texas. And there's always the idea that you take the probiotic or Diflucan once a month as a maintenance, but I don't know that that's good to keep taking that.
Well, you're exactly right, because it doesn't resolve the problem, okay?
Okay.
And so basically what you have to do is two things. Number one, you have to reduce the amount of grain and sugar you take in, you know, like juices and grains and pancakes and waffles and bread and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because you want to reduce the amount of sugar in all your secretions, your sweat and mucus and this and the other, because this is what makes yeast grow.
Okay.
Kind of like fermenting wine and beer, right?
Even from fruit. I eat a lot of fruit.
Well, I kind of cut back on that and eat more vegetables.
Okay.
Okay. Then what you want to do is take the 90 essential nutrients. How much do you weigh?
About 150.
Okay. Then I would take two healthy brain and heart packs. That's one per 100 pounds of body weight. And when you have an issue you need to deal with, you need to kind of round up to the nearest 100 pounds. So I'd take two healthy brain and heart packs per month.
Okay.
And then I would get our colloidal silver when you have an acute yeast infection.
What is it called?
Our colloidal silver.
Got it. Okay.
And you put a dropper full of colloidal silver on a tampon while it's still in the applicator. And when you go to bed at night, apply the tampon, take it out in the morning, and the colloidal silver will kill the yeast. You do that every night for a week, and you should be okay by that time because then your immune system will kick in. And if you want to really to support your immune system, you can also throw in what we call killer biotic, which is a blend of eight herbs which support the immune system. They're all designed to support the immune system. And it also has two of those eight herbs have antimicrobial properties. One other thing you can consider, we actually have a tablet called Xerafem, Xerafem, one bottle a month. You can take two of those tablets at breakfast to dinner time, and they're going to support healthy female function, healthy periods, healthy cycling, healthy vaginal environment, and so the yeast really aren't too happy there, okay?
I'm glad you're the doc, and not me. All right, Cheryl writes, how do you help and dissolve cataracts? Can you, or do you have to get them replaced?
Okay, well, cataracts is free radical damage to the lens of the eye. If you catch it in the earliest stages, it is reversible. And you have to do two things again. You have to stop the ongoing damage, which means you have to get rid of all the free radicals in your life. No fried foods. No processed meats or nitrates, nitrites. We're talking about deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami. No oils. That means absolutely no microwave popcorn, no theater popcorn, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, salad, cooking oils, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats. All those things cause free radical damage to everything, including the lens of the eye. Then we have what we call, again, the healthy brain and heart pack. It's one per 100 pounds of body weight. If you, what do you weigh?
No, she's gone.
An email?
She's, no, that was an
let's
email.
Say, yeah, well, let's say she weighs 150 pounds, be two healthy brain and heart packs. If she weighs 120 pounds, be one healthy brain and heart pack. Get an extra bottle of selenium so she can have three of those a day. And then get our Vision FX, which is a blend of nutrients particularly required by the eye. Take three of those twice a day. It's two bottles a month. And then you want to get the antioxidant power. We have a wonderful product called Beyond Tangerine 2.0 tablets. And she would want to take three tablets twice a day. And that's going to give her 320,000 auric points.
Wow.
Okay, 100,000 auric points is, yes, huge. It's 100,000 auric points is what she needs. But she can get, for the same price, 320,000 auric points with two of these bottles of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 tablets. Okay, not the powder, but the tablets. And take three of those twice a day. And that's going to ramp up her auric points, which supports the immune system, which has the antioxidant power to protect her against the advancing cataract. Now, in the earliest stages, it's totally reversible. It does reach a point, let's say there's 30% damage. You can stop it from going forward so you can get glasses that will make the adjustment, make the difference, but you can't reverse it. And there is a point at which you can't stop it. You know, it's like 75% damage. It's going to go ahead and continually totally destroy the lens, and this is where you need the surgery. So the earlier you jump in, the more benefit you're going to get.
Let's get a quick call from Laredo, Texas. Juan, go ahead. We've got about a minute for you.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Wallach and George Norrie?
Good
one.
Thanks
for letting me on. Real quick, I'm 36 years old, 170 pounds. I'm currently taking every morning 3 tablespoons of the Ultimate Classic, 4 tablespoons of the Plant Dried Minerals, and 1 EFA. In the evening, I take the OsteoFX, 3 tablespoons of that, and 1 EFA. I'm taking 1 milligram of finasteride for hair loss, and I'm starting to notice a little bit of gray hairs. Am I not taking enough?
Well, you're not taking enough. A guy like you really needs 3 of the EFAs 3 times a day. You're way underdosing there. And then also, when you have hair loss, it's a tin deficiency. When you have graying hair, it's a copper deficiency. So I would go ahead and what do you weigh again? 150?
170.
170, okay. I'd go ahead and take 3 ounces of the plant minerals a day. That's going to give you extra copper and extra tin to support healthy hair maintenance and growth and healthy hair color.
All right, super. We're going to come back and take some final phone calls with Dr. Joel Wallach. I've got an email in from Jungle Jim. Wait till you hear his story. CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's that toll-free number again, 1-855-949, then spell out radio, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Those of you who say you can't write fast enough, call the phone number and you can ask the staff the same questions that you want to ask Dr. Joel Wallach. And that's 855-949-7234. 855-949-7234. Welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm basically overwhelmed, Joel, with so many people who are writing in with so many different afflictions. It's astronomical. How do you handle all this?
Well, again, this is what the lectures are for, getting the information out. But we do have, you know, the newest book is called Epigenetics, covers 900 different diseases, goes into the functions of each of the 90 essential nutrients, what diseases you get when you don't have them, what you can expect by supplementing with them. It's called Epigenetics, the Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. There's not a single disease. This is the revolution, George. There's not a single disease that's caused by a bad gene. There's not a single birth defect that's caused by a bad gene. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases except for infectious diseases.
Okay, let me read to you Jungle Jim's problem. and see what you can do for him. Then we'll go back to the calls. Hello, I'm 65 years old, 6 feet tall, 450 pounds. I have atrial fibrillation. I've had it since 1988, off and on. Since the 80s, I've developed plaque psoriasis, more than 30% of my body. I've been fighting fat since I was 15. My top known weight was 487 pounds. He's 450 now. In the mid-1980s, I lost over pounds and then gained 311. About 12 years ago, I started following Dr. Norman Walker's teachings and became a raw vegan, raw juices. I lost 195 pounds in that year, but it's back up again. My silver and gray hair grew out dark brown. The eyesight returned to 20/20. The blockage in my heart, congestive heart failure, and kidney damage all repaired itself, and my arthritis went away in about 3 months. I fell off the wagon. I've been fighting, trying to get back on ever since. About 5 years ago, I was in a very serious car wreck. My body was damaged in ways I'm still dealing with. While I'm being treated for my injuries, I was struck by a car while walking across a busy street. My body's a mess. I can hardly walk. I can only stand a couple minutes at a time. I have numerous symptoms and problems, way too complicated and too long to list even in this note. A few months ago, I had a series of x-rays for my entire spine. I now have arthritis on both sides of my body. I hurt almost everywhere. I turn my head, I can feel it all the way down to my bottom. The list goes on. I hurt big time. I know I need to lose weight, and that will help, but I feel hopeless with little hope. The biggest hope I have right now is that you have an answer with your nutrition's. What can we do? Wow. What can he do?
Well, he gave me the clue when he said he has plaque psoriasis. This means he has a terrible, terrible case of gluten intolerance, and this is why he weighs so much. He cannot absorb nutrients, but he can absorb calories. Calories are very small carbon compounds, very easy to absorb, but he cannot absorb the minerals that are necessary to make everything work here. So he needs to be drop-dead gluten-free, no grains, no potatoes, no grains, no potatoes. Okay, no rice, no millet, no buckwheat, no wheat, no barley and rye, no oats, no potatoes, no sweet potatoes, no white potatoes, no red potatoes, nothing. Those things got to go. No fried food, no processed meats or nitrates, nitrites, no oils. That means no microwave popcorn, theater popcorn, no olive oil, coconut oil, margarine, mayonnaise, celery, and cooking oils. Then I'm going to give him the ideal doses for things for a 400-pound guy. You know, if it's a price problem, then he may have to cut it in half, which will take three times as long to deal with it. But ideally, for 400 pounds, it's, you know, one dose of everything per 100 pounds of body weight. So he needs four of the healthy weight loss packs, okay, per month. That's a full dose of each, you know, of each of the ingredients in the healthy weight loss pack. One full dose at breakfast, one full dose at lunch, one full dose at dinner time, one full dose at bedtime. That will allow him to take three doses of the ASAP before each meal. He wants to take a dropper full of the ASAP 30 minutes before each meal, 20 minutes before each meal, and 15 minutes before each meal. Let it absorb through his oral tissues. That's going to accelerate the weight loss. Then, because he has all these joint and back problems, he needs the glucogel. I want him to get three bottles of glucogel so he can take 25 of those a day, five at breakfast, five at lunch, five at dinner, and 10 at bedtime with a glass of water. This is going to support and promote maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue. And here comes disc between the vertebrae, because when you have a disease called atrial fibrillation, which he says he has, this is caused by squeezing of the spinal nerves coming out from between T1, 2, 3, and 4, the first four thoracic vertebrae, squeezing them as the disc gets thinner, the vertebrae get closer together, smash the roots, causes this irregular heartbeat, which can be very uncomfortable, and doctors will run up a $500,000 bill, George, and it's a back problem, not a heart problem. They'll install pacemakers, defibrillators. They will kill parts of the heart muscle. They will electrocute you to death, hoping to reboot the heart. They'll put in a heart transplant and run up $500,000 worth of cardiovascular procedures. It's really a back problem, so this is why he needs the 25 glucogel per day to support and promote and maintenance repair those discs, push the vertebrae apart. And then I'm sure he's got to have some vascular problems, with all this, and so I would also give him 3 sticks a day, what we call the ultimate cardio sticks. Ultimate cardio sticks, it'll be 3 boxes, they come 30 in a box, and they're designed to support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries, support and promote healthy blood pressure, and so he's going to lose weight, his blood pressure is going to come down, he's going to support and promote a healthy heart rate because we're going to take the pressure off of the roots of the spinal nerves. He's going to lose weight, and we're going to help him with his arthritis and all the other stuff. And so he's going to have to stay in touch with us as this goes along and we can work with him because this is going to be a lifetime thing. He can't keep falling off the wagon. It is a miracle this man is alive.
Yeah.
God must really love this guy because he should have been dead 14 times.
Somebody writes, wants to know about your books, where they can get them, the latest editions as well. Amazon?
Okay,
where do you get them?
Yeah, they should call your website.
All right, through Amazon.com as well.
Oh, go through your website, yeah.
Okay, next up, let's go to the phones. Bobby's in Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, Bobby, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, George and Dr. Joe. I hope everybody feels a little bit better after tonight. And I have a question here for Dr. Joe Wallach. I have not been able to smell or taste in about, I'd say, about 5.5 years. I moved into a huge house, and I had all the carpets cleaned. I had all the air ducts, like, cleaned numerous times. I'm on 2 supplements recently, I should say, and that is zinc, and I am on alpha-lipoic acid. I wanted to get your opinion, Dr. Joe Wallach, on what is the dosage for zinc when you have a smell and taste issue, and what should I be doing with alpha-lipoic acid? And if you have any other supplements that possibly could be contributing to my health, I would love to hear from you.
Okay. Well, I don't like to use separate nutrients, okay? You really need the 90 for anything, even the zinc and the alpha-lipoic acid to work. How much do you weigh, sir?
I'm about 6'1", 200 pounds.
Okay. Well, you can have a loss of the sense of smell and taste by having a zinc deficiency, okay? And, of course, you may not be able to absorb it. And so even supplementing with zinc, you may not be able to absorb it, which is causing you to not get the response you're looking for. And then there's other things that could be going on. You could have MS, multiple sclerosis. You could have the earliest stages of that sort of stuff, Huntington's disease and so on. Many things can cause the loss of a sense of smell and taste. So what I like to do is maximize your absorption. First of all, you need to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, absolutely no gluten, no wheat, brought around oats. It's very, very important because we need you to maximize your absorption efficiency. And then at 200 pounds, I would have you take 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And I would have you eat 6 to 8 eggs a day for 100 pounds of body weight. So you weigh 200 pounds, I'd have you eat, say, 12, 15 eggs a day. They can be soft scrambled in butter. They could be soft poached, soft boiled with soft yolk. This is to give you enough nutrients and cholesterol for brain function. Lastly, I would also throw in the Synaptive. I'd have you take 3 of those tablets twice a day. That'll be 2 bottles a month of the Synaptive. And they're designed to, again, support healthy brain function, neurotransmission between one neuron to the next. And this is kind of what you're looking for. And so this is where you need to stay in touch with us and let us know how this is going. You should begin to see some results within a couple of weeks, say anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. You should begin to see a return of the sense of smell. If you look at the minimum daily requirements for zinc, you're looking at something like 12 to 15 milligrams a day. But again, by itself, not changing your diet, you may not be able to absorb it, and you need all kinds of cofactors for it to work. And so taking individual nutrients of any kind, you know, even calcium when you have arthritis, that's not going to work. You need all 90 essential nutrients.
Now, here's a tough email in here, Joel, but I want to get this in because Dwayne is desperate. And he says, my wife is only 55 years old, is slowly dying of multiple systems atrophy, MSA, or Scheidt-Dräger syndrome. 2 things I've never even heard about, Doc. I don't know what they are.
Okay. Well, again, this is a woman that probably has a malabsorption problem. I'm guessing, because I don't have the ability to ask them questions, but this is a high probability. This is where they have a gluten intolerance, and they can wind up with 25 different diseases, a shrinking of the liver, shrinking of the heart, shrinking of the muscle, shrinking of the brain, because they can't absorb enough nutrients to maintain themselves. And so she needs to get rid of the bad stuff. And this is absolutely, and he needs to do the same thing. Even the dog, the cat, the bird, the fish, mother-in-law, everybody in that household has got to be gluten-free, so there's no cross-contamination in the laundry, the food preparation surfaces, no fried foods, no processed meats. Well, you've heard me say this a dozen times tonight, George. And this, I think, is this woman's basic underlying problem. And then I would give her one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. She's going to need to eat 6 to 8 eggs per 100 pounds of body weight. They cannot be fried. They cannot be cooked in oil. They got to be soft poached, soft boiled, soft scrambled in butter. And I would also give her the Immortalium. Immortalium will support the production of and the function of stem cells and make things have an optimal atmosphere to repair themselves.
Let me get this quick bulletin in, by the way, Doc. One of our old baseball favorites of all time, Yogi Berra, has died at the age of 90. He was from St. Louis. He was born on the Hill. He was a manager, catcher for the New York Yankees, dead at the age of 90 years old. Just wanted to get that.
Yeah, I remember Yogi.
Great guy. My God. What a great baseball player he was, and exciting. He really was. Back to the phone. Were you finished with the recommendation on that,
yes.
Dwayne? Okay.
That's enough to get started for Dwayne.
Let's go to Janice in Joplin, Missouri. First-time caller, Janice Joplin. nobody got that. Hello, Janice. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My question for the doctor is, I just saw an allergist, and they put me, they told me that because of a tick bite, it released enzymes in my system, and I will not be able to eat red meat, venison, or hamburger, or anything like that for the rest of my life. What can I do?
Well, first of all, fire those doctors because they're lying to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, did you have a history of asthma as a kid?
None.
Okay. Do you have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis,
yes,
rosacea?
Yes, that's why I went, because I've got lesions on my skin.
Okay. You have a gluten intolerance. Okay. You have a gluten intolerance. You must get rid of gluten out of your life. No wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And this means the man in the house, mother-in-law, dog, cat, bird, fish, cannot have any grains in the dog food, the bird food, the cat food, and so on. Okay. And then, okay. What do you weigh?
210.
Okay. 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. And then I'd have you take the Immortalium again to stimulate the production of and the increased function of stem cells in your body. I'd have you take 3 of those twice a day, Immortalium. That'd be 2 bottles a month. And I would also make sure you're eating eggs. If you're allergic to chicken eggs, eat turkey eggs. If you're allergic to turkey and chicken eggs, eat duck eggs. And you get all those weird eggs at Oriental food stores. But you need to eat eggs. And you need to stay away from gluten because your basic and your skin problems will go away very quickly. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. But fire those doctors because they will cost you a lot of money and make you sicker and sicker and sicker. The tick bite is nonsense.
What's going on with Lyme disease these days, too, Joel? You know, with people who have it from a tick bite, but people take antibiotics, right?
Yeah, well, if you have a legitimate case of Lyme disease, it's curable in 2 weeks with antibiotics. If you have a chronic, you know, I get run into this all the time, George. People say, I have chronic Lyme disease. Really? How long have you had it? Oh, 25 years. The doctor needs to go to jail because he's been using that person as an ATM machine for 25 years. They really have a gluten intolerance, and this is why they have all the symptoms of the joint problems and sort of a lupus-like syndrome and so forth. And you get them on a gluten-free diet, you get them on the 90 essential nutrients, you know, 1 healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight to support maintenance repair, and it all goes away. And these doctors should all be put in jail. Their license is taken away because they're using these patients as ATM machines. Nobody has Lyme disease for longer than 2 weeks. You can cure any Lyme disease in 2 weeks with antibiotics.
Let's go to Abraham in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Get his question in. Go ahead, Abe.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Barely. If you can get on your phone or closer.
Let's see here.
A little closer. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Well, just go with a quick question, Abraham. Go ahead, and then he'll answer.
Okay. So I have a hip condition. When I was about 6 years old, I fell 40 feet off of a cliff.
Ouch.
And I'm 22 years old right now, and my doctor says that I'm going to have a hip replacement when I'm 26. And
oh, I love that. How much do you weigh?
I weighed probably 195, and I'm 5'8".
Can you walk?
I can walk, and I was going to say, I mean, it gets some days where it's almost like I can't stand on it. And, you know, I have, like,
okay.
Nerves.
Okay, now, wait a minute.
Only got a minute left, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay, did the doctor say you still have blood supply to that hip? Do you know that?
Yes, but the blood supply is actually being cut off somewhat by the way the hip has formed.
Okay, so here's what you need.
40 seconds.
Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. I also want you to get the Ultimate Cardio Sticks to get, you know, support the blood supply. Take one of those healthy the Ultimate Cardio Sticks at breakfast, one at dinner time. But the two healthy bone and joint packs, two healthy bone and joint packs per month, 15 glucagel a day, and stay away from the doctor.
All right, Doc, thank you so much. I want to get your website and phone number out one more time, criticalhealthnews.com. The phone number, 1-855-949-7234. That's 1-855-949-7234. You can also chat with them about how you can become part of criticalhealthnews.com. Up next, crossing over to the other side. Oh, my gosh. Well, after this segment, hopefully you'll be healthy enough not to. But if you do, we're going to talk about that.